back in the house of the Lord?
Right.
Okay. Just a reminder that the funeral for Joe Smith will be next Saturday at 4:00. We'll be having dinner afterwards. So, just pray for them and the family.
Are we going to bring food or are we going to?
The church is supplying food, but you know, if you, you know, Lord lays something on your heart and you want to bring a dessert or something, that's fine. You know, we're going to get some stuff from the food line, but you know, we'll. Do whatever the Lord lays on your heart. If you do, you do. If you don't, then, you know, no hard feelings. And, you know, because the church is going to, you know, in fact, I done order the food. It'll be ready for us to bring when we come to the funeral. So, you know, all we got to do is stop and get the desserts and a couple of drinks. And I think Christy's going to make some, her world famous, sweet tea.
Good job. I will bring you some beans.
Okay.
And I'll bring you dessert.
All right. So, you know, that's up to you if you want. You know, I first said no, but then I thought, well, you know, people want to do stuff. So, you know, I just didn't want to burden anybody, if you know what I mean. So, we'll, you know, the main thing is just, you know, to comfort the family and, you know, let them see that the church is there for them. Like I said, Joe did watch, he watched all the time our services, so, you know, it was, you know, it's a blessing to help somebody. So. Yeah. All right, well, first of all, I want to thank you all for what you did for Caleb last week.
Yes.
He's appreciated. I seen him yesterday, and he's still, you know, telling me thank you. You know, he thanks the church for what he's, you know, what we done to help him go do the work that he, you know, was laid on his heart to do.
How long until he leave going?
He leaves in August.
August?
Yeah, he leaves in August. He's got to go in July to, I'm thinking Denver, Colorado. I might be wrong. But he's got to go do like classes there for a few weeks before he leaves out in, I'm thinking it's July. July is when he goes to his classes. He'll do that a couple weeks and then in August he leaves. And he will be moving there, living there.
When they fall. When
so,
pray for him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So just, you know, pray for him. And just to let you know that he is having some kind of get together this coming Friday in somebody's house to do what he did here.
Yeah.
And I let him borrow some of the chairs, so, you know, from the church where he, you know, they're going to come get them and they said they'd have them back. So I don't really think we're going to need them for the funeral, but, you know, but they're going to try to have them back before the funeral. All right. Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Denise and Carol Buff, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jolene Schwantz, Gladys Keegan, Children's Home in India, Betty Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie and Maddie Dorothy, Taggett Family, Rusty Hale, Kimberly, Jill Paul, Alan Dutter, Dallas Keegan, Saul, Carol Winman, Rena Nations, Sue Carswell, Alex Mace, Billy and Karen Fry. Actually, I seen Billy and Karen yesterday. Billy seems to be doing a little better, so he's having kidney stones. Jacob Banner, Willie Reinhart, Lynn Reed, Darius Moser, Juana, Bailey Smith, Shelby Family, Leslie Cornell, Patsy Finley, Jordan Chapman, Craig Stillwell, Mike, Elaine, Missy Morgan, Allie. Didn't pray for Missy. That's Steve, my brother's wife. She's got that vertigo. She's got it bad. I mean, Yeah, I mean, I seen her yesterday, and she just had a horrible time.
Virgo?
Virgo. Okay, Andy Claw, Lisa Buck, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Miss Brown, Preacher Danny Black, Cindy Rachel Hale, Pete, Miss Russell, Kim Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Shelley Carpenter, Bill McKinley, Randy Lowman, Sherry's dad and sister and son, Barry Brown, Scotty, Karen McDaniel, Michelle, Dorothy Bub, Jeremy Johnson family, Frank and Luann family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Ryan Clark, Bill Gisby, Devin Potheat, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Morgan Little, Rose Buff, Ray Wackery, Lisa Chapman, Ernie Buff, Jamie and husband, Nick's family, Keith Phillips, and James Strontz. Is anything need to be added or took away from the list? Okay. And let's do pray for Jeremy and Brandy. They need her prayers. Okay. Does anybody got anything on your heart this morning?
I just want to thank the Lord for saying, just want to thank the Lord for so many blessings. And I've been feeling very, very good with my knees. Just please keep on praying for my knees.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for saving me and thank Him for all His blessings.
Amen.
I want to thank the Lord for saving me too this morning. Like I said, I'm so unworthy of it. But he chose me. I remember the day we were having the Bible. I was young. But that don't mean I wasn't a bad person. But when he tugged at my heart, you know how you try to sit there and you hold on and you hold on as long as you can until your heart's beating down your chest. It's so easy once you make that first step out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But I want to thank him so much for saving me that day and for taking care of me all these years and all the years before that.
Amen. All right. All Ken Wills come to pray. Oh, Heavenly gracious Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, we pray, God, and just ask you to touch each one that's on his prayer list this morning, Lord. We pray, God, that you just bless and touch each one of those folks. And God, that we pray that you just intervene in their life and help them for what they need. And Lord, I forgot to mention this prayer request, but just remember the young family there that lost their house this week. God, due to the fire, we just pray, God, that you would just bless and touch those folks and help them with every need. Lord, we just pray, God, that you'd help them get their house replaced and, Lord, that you'd take care of their family. And God, we pray, Lord, that you would just touch our nation and bless it, our leaders. God, that you'd just be with each and every one of those folks, Lord, that we have elected to put into place to govern our government. But we just pray, Lord, that you just open their hearts to the needs of the people. And God, we still pray for those ones that's out there, God, on the western North Carolina mountains, Lord, and they were still having problems and stuff out there. Lord, we just pray, God, that you just bless and touch those people and help them. Lord, we just pray that you give them grace and mercy to endure through this time of hardship in their lives. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you be with them. And Lord, we pray this morning, Lord, that you just bless our little church, that you take care of our church. And Lord, we thank you for the blessings that you've given us this week. God, would you just continue to bless and help us in everything that we do. Lord, that we will just look at you for guidance for everything that we do in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just waiting on y'all. Waiting on the old ladies that are going across the floor. Well, that's kind of old men, that's what we're supposed to do.
Old men?
Yeah.
Oh, you're calling your old Sam old too.
Well, you know how it is.
Well, I guess you're right. I am old men.
Stand up, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of that cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army he shall Jehovah, I shall not be moved just like
planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. The water fails me, I shall not be moved. Jesus will not fail me, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Though the tempest rages, I shall not be moved. In the rock of ages, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved.
Yes. Wanted to ask the Lord for saving me. I thank the Lord for so many blessings, for loving so much, for curing my legs, my body, for homie to keep it up every day. Now, woman, it's no more. And he blessed me every day. Long years ago, when I was saying, I had no hope, no peace in him. Now in my knees in agony, I pray to Jesus, he gladly set me free. I never shall forget the day when all the burning for my soul had rolled away. It made me happy, glad and free. I seen the shadow for his everything to me. Now I can feel him by my side, my fearless steps, he comes to guide. When trials come, he comes for me. Through faith in him and sin, I have the victory. I never shall forget the day when the burning from my soul had rolled away. It's made me happy, glad and free. I think the shadow for his hair pretend to me. All sinners come to Jesus now on his dear feet. Just humble, confess to him you every sin. He says and cleans you, give me peace and you're with him. I never shall forget the day when all the burning from my soul and roll away. It made me happy, glad and free. I seen the shadow for his everything to me. Hey.
singing this one.
When we're disabled, we turn of the glory land, wanting him wonderful there, in the dead troubles and fears of the storyland. Wanting him wonderful there, wanting him wonderful there, heaven a born is to bear. Join and sing with we harpers or ringing, oh, wanting a wonderful there. Walking out, talking, we cross this over. Now, wanting a wonderful there, praising, adoring the much living eternal one. Wanting a wonderful there. One and a wonderful there, heaven a born is to bear. Joy in the singing we harpel or ringing, oh, one and a wonderful there. There were the tempest we never be swift as, oh, one and a wonderful there. True, the forgiven the Lord will be keep us, oh, one in a wonderful there, one in a wonderful there, heaven a born is to bear, joyous, oh, singing we heart, bells are ringing, oh, one in a wonderful there.
Amen.
Now 382. It's a wall in the backwards so to thee. It's a word to the close of the day. I shall see the king and his beauty when I go the last mile away. When I go the last mile away, I will pray at the close of the day, and I know there I just that way me when I go the last mile away. It's for Christ I proclaim the glad story. It's a seed for his cheek gone astray, and I sure he will show me his glory when I go the last mile away. When I go the last mile away, I will pray through the close of the day, and I know there joys that await me when I go the last mile.
go, let us smile the way. Are we ready to the close of the day? And I know that you're still with me. When I go, let us smile the way.
Amen.
Amen. Bless your Lord. Now we're going to go back in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. Pick up in verse 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace.
Amen.
Now, there again, there's another powerful verse.
Amen.
Folks, you can't give redemption for your sins anywhere else but through the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, the world out there, they're looking for, you know, ways of reaching heaven without going through Jesus.
Yeah.
There is no other way. There's no other door. Jesus says, I am the door. I am the way.
Amen.
I am the life.
Yes. Amen.
No man goes before the Father but by me.
Amen.
He is the way. And through his redemption, he bought us with a price.
Yes.
Plus, we wasn't free.
No.
Now, I want you to think about something a minute now. Jesus didn't go out there and buy a new car. He went and bought an old broke down one.
Yep.
Amen.
He purchased us with a price, his blood.
Amen.
And he didn't go pick the best off on the shelf. Because guess what? There ain't no best on the shelf.
Yep.
Nowhere. If you take all the people that's in the world, that's ever been in the world, is ever going to be in the world, you take it all, put them all on one shelf, you're not going to find the best one on the shelf. There's no way. The Lord, when He bought us, He bought something that was broken down.
Amen.
Full of sin.
Yep.
And He bought us with a price.
Amen.
Knowing even after He bought us, we wasn't going to be perfect.
Amen.
One of these days I'm going to be perfect.
Yes.
But not on this world.
No.
No.
Amen.
In whom we have redemption. He redeemed us. He bought us. Through His blood. You know why the devil cannot purchase or buy a soul? Because he don't have the perfect blood that Jesus has.
Amen.
The only blood that can redeem a soul, that can purchase a soul, is Jesus' blood.
Amen.
Because it is sinless. It is spotless. It is without blemish.
Amen.
The devil cannot redeem anyone. He cannot buy. You know, people, I know I've said this before. People say, well, I sold my soul to the devil. No, you did not. You give it to him.
Yep.
Because he ain't got the price.
Amen.
He can't redeem it. Oh, he might think he can, or he might want to. But it is impossible. The only way to heaven, the only way from redemption of sin, is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. There is no other way. You go up any other way, it'd be the same as a thief and a robber. That's what the Word of God tells us. Folks, we wasn't free. The Lord paid a price.
Yes.
For us. Why? Because He loves us.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
You know us a lot.
He paid a lot.
Amen.
The forgiveness of His blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace. It's through God's grace.
Amen.
God's grace allowed this to happen.
Yes.
Through His grace. Not our grace, but through His grace.
Amen.
Imagine loving a people so much that you will give your very life for them. That's what Jesus did for us, folks.
Amen.
He gave His life. He suffered on that old rugged cross.
Mm-hmm.
He buried our sins and our iniquities. Mm-hmm. That wasn't none of them sins that belonged to Him.
What?
Mm-hmm. When He hung on them cross, He wasn't bearing His sins. He was bearing our sins.
Amen.
Ours.
Mm-hmm.
Each and every person that has been born, that is born or will be, our sins were placed upon Him.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, I want you to think about something. Each and every person is in hell that ever will go to hell. Jesus bore those sins.
Yep.
Amen.
He bore those sins.
Mm-hmm.
He took those sins upon himself, and these people still wound up in hell because they did not accept the gift that God so freely give by grace.
Amen.
That's sad this morning in the church to think that somebody done such a wonderful thing for you. And you just simply said no. I will not. And they did, and they did, and they will. I'm glad this morning that I have, that God so gracefully opened my eyes and let me see where I was going, where I was headed. While I still have time to be redeemed by His blood, to accept what He has already had freely done for me.
Amen.
Before I was even thought of.
Yep.
Back there, and you know, over 2,000 years ago, He died on a cross for me.
Amen.
And then He sent His Holy Spirit to show me what it was that He did.
Yes.
And show me how that I could be saved by His grace.
Amen.
To be redeemed. Folks, that's something that we need to be so thankful for this morning.
Amen.
That God loved us so much that He was willing to send His Son here to die for us.
Yep.
And that God, Jesus loved us so much that He would say, He said, Father, I will go.
Yes. Thank you.
And He did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so sad this morning that there's people who are saying no to the most greatest gift that's ever been given to man. And that is salvation. They're saying, no, I won't. I will not bow. I will not honor Him. I don't believe. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. You can search hell over, and you'll not find one atheist. They all know. They believe.
Yep.
They know that there's a God. They ain't no doubt.
Yep.
Because they're in a world without God.
Yep.
Where there is no God.
Yep.
Where they'll never feel His presence ever again. There will never be a draw on their souls to be redeemed. I thank so God. I thank God so much that He opened my blinded eyes.
Amen.
Let me see that there was a way.
Amen.
That I simply believed. Amen.
Amen.
Thank Him for His riches of grace.
Yes.
His grace. Wherein we have abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Having made known unto us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasures which He have purposed in Himself, Glory to God. He made known to us the mystery.
Yes.
We see what he done. Folks, I know and understand and fully in my heart, my soul, in my spirit, I know the purpose of Calvary.
Amen.
And what happened on Calvary.
Amen.
I know and understand what it was that he did for me that day.
Amen.
That marvelous grace that he shown as he hung there on that cross between heaven and earth. And glory to God, he gave everything that he had for me and for you.
Amen.
Oh man, if we could ever get in our hearts what it really was.
Yep.
Amen. In the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which on earth, even in him. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worked all things after the counsel of his own will. Folks, he's done some work for us.
Oh, yeah.
We obtain inheritance. You know, my kids, when I leave here, they're going to be fighting over my inheritance. I know they are. They're going to be fighting. Who is the one that's going to clean up that mess he's got? That's what they're going to be fighting. An inheritance that you don't want. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something, church. We've got an inheritance that we do want. Mm-hmm. And the world out there don't realize what it is that they're missing out on.
Yeah.
I know. Their eyes are blinded. They don't see. They don't understand. Just like us. Folks, at one time we didn't know. We didn't understand.
Sure.
But God opened our eyes through His Spirit. Through preaching, singing, reading of the Bible. The Word was given to us and we sing.
Amen.
Just pray that the world out there would, you know, their eyes would be open to what it is that God is really wanting to give them.
Amen.
An inheritance of eternal, everlasting life.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And a place with Him where it ain't nothing but goodness and gracious living. To be free from all this sin that we have to deal with.
Amen.
You know, even though we're saved and our sins are forgiven, we still have to deal with that temptation.
Yep.
We still have to deal with it around us. Inheriting a place where there is no sin. Could you imagine living in a world where you don't constantly have to watch yourself and make sure that you're, you know, not accidentally saying something or doing something that can be wrong. You know, I don't know about y'all, but for myself, I struggle day to day. I mean, you know, you might see something that can cause you to think bad thoughts, or hear something. You know, temptation is all around us. Sometimes it's hard to struggle not to do it intentionally, you know, or accidentally, you know. It's there. The temptation's always there.
Yes.
But man, just imagine going to a place, glory to God, where you don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
You're free and clear that temptation is gone. It's wonderful.
Amen.
Absolutely wonderful. I'm going to stop right there because it kind of, I got a different thought up here on 12, and we're at 12 o'clock. And I know this is going kind of slow, but you know what? I don't care. I kind of like it.
Amen.
I mean, there's some good thoughts in there, you know.
Right.
And like I say, you know, some of it I ain't no Bible scholar. Some of it I don't quite understand, but some of it the Holy Spirit God gave me enough understanding to be able to speak a little bit on it. But let's just pray God will take this and bless our hearts with it.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you
for
this.
Mm-hmm.